Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time, and I would like to say thank you for tuning in to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and what can I say? Did you have a good weekend this weekend? Did you go anywhere? Let's see, did you sit back and relax? You know, Memorial Day will be here next Monday, so everybody will get the day off and we'll get to enjoy that special day. But as far as this weekend, if you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the Hollywood film movie loop. So here we go. Number one, Pitch Perfect. Wow, interesting for this. Pitch Perfect 2 came in at number one. This movie allegedly, remember all this is just allegedly, raked in a little bit over $70 million. Remember, these are all just estimations for the good old U.S. of A. Pitch Perfect 2, of course, it has a lot of stars. So one of the stars is Soul's sister herself, Fantasia. And remember Fantasia, the African-American lady from American Idol who can sing like an angel. So, I mean, all the girls are good, but, you know, I love Fantasia because I think she's just brilliant. I think Fantasia reminds me of a little bit of Aretha Franklin, Tina Turner, Winona Judd, because Winona Judd sings with the soul, with her heart and soul. And, of course, Aretha, a little bit of Patti LaBelle, a little bit of Chaka Khan in there, a little bit of Faith Hill in there. I mean, she's got it all. She's got the grit. She's got the soul. She's got the truth in her, you know, in her music. That's what I'm trying to say. All right, so Pitch Perfect 2 there. Moving on to number 2. First week out, Mad Max, Fury Road. Now, interesting here. This one, movie, do you remember the old Mad Max movies that starred the original ones had the Mel Gibson? That's what really helped propel Mel Gibson to the star he is. Of course, he's a brilliant actor, but anyway, remember he got a start back in the day from the Mad Max movies. Well, we have Mad Max again. Mad Max Fury Road made over $44 million. Not bad at all right there. Number 3, Avengers Age of Ultron. Now, last week, this was number 1. Surprisingly, in 1 week, got his butt kicked down to number 3, but it's a good butt kicking because it still stars Mark Ruffalo, my goodness, I should be able to say this. We went to the same acting school. Chris Hemsworth, but anyway, Avengers, Age of Ultron, what's wrong with me? Anyway, made over $38 million there. Mark Ruffalo. Okay, finally got it out. There we go. All right, number 4, Hot Pursuit. That one stars the beautiful Reese Witherspoon and, of course, Sofia Vergara in that one. That one made just about $6 million this weekend. Not bad at all. Both of the ladies, Reese Witherspoon is a producer, and, of course, Sophie is executive producer. So, you know, and they're both good. They're both talented, both gorgeous. So there we go. All right, number 5, Paul Blart. What is wrong with me? Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2. Of course, that stars Kevin James. Very, very funny because the original number 1 was funny when he was in it. So if you want a good laugh, I'm telling you, go see it and you will have a good, good laugh there. And that one, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, raked in just about $4 million this weekend. It was 5 last weekend, 5 this weekend. Number 6, Furious 7, Vin Diesel. That one made a little bit over $3.5 million. Not bad at all right there. Of course, it also stars the late actor Paul Walker there. Number 7, The Age of Adeline. And that one stars Harrison Ford. That's my man. You know, anytime you see Harrison Ford, it's going to be good. He always makes movies that are either very entertaining or he makes movies where you got to think. So he kind of reminds me of the Kevin Costner, you know. Although Kevin Costner, you always got to seriously think in his movies, which I think is a beautiful, beautiful thing there, too. Number 8, Home 2015. That was made just about $3 million there. Of course, that's the animation movie. One of the voices of that is the lovely, I think she's Jamaican, Rihanna. And I think she's just fabulous. So if you want a good movie for the kids, take them to go see Home 2015. In my opinion, I think it's a good movie. You might not think so, but I do. All right. Home raked in, yeah, just about $3 million there. Number nine, Ex Machina. Interesting, sort of a futuristic movie. And this one made a little bit over $2 million. Not bad at all. It's nine this week, number six this week. And number 10, Far From the Mating Crowd. And, of course, that one stars Michael Sheen. That one made just about $2 million there. So there you have it. Top 10 box office movies this week. You know, once you get one tongue twister, it stays, all right? Anyway, moving on to some Hollywood gossip. Okay, let's see. There's a rumor. Could it be true? You know, isn't this always a rumor? Is Kim Kardashian expecting baby number two? I don't know. But if she is, I wish her the best of luck. But you know what? I've never met the Kardashians. I always hear that they're always very humble, very nice, treat everyone as kings and queens. And, you know, that's very, very nice. But anyway, are they expecting? I don't know. You know, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, that's what the gossip is. But I think people just want to see them have another beautiful child, and they get it stirred up. All right, and moving on, I was at Paramount Studios last week. And, of course, you know Halle Berry is shooting her television series there and all of that. Anyway, allegedly, she was at Hollywood Studios. Her, you know, child is there, well, for kids, but allegedly, there was a sighting of her beautiful daughter. Now, I didn't see the daughter, but everybody around me saw the daughter, and I thought, well, wait a minute, we're looking at the same thing. How did you see it? And I didn't see it. I missed it, but everybody else saw it, so... You know, I was, pardon me, I was looking for Halle Berry herself. But anyway, I hear Halle Berry's there. I know she's there. Her daughter's there. Everybody said her daughter's lovely. And they said when you see Halle sitting outside, she just looks up. She always smiles at people. You know, very, very nice, very, very humble. Beautiful on the outside, beautiful on the inside. So, you know, my girl Halle Berry, what can I say? I'm a huge fan. You think you didn't know that? Okay, let's see. Moving on to some Hollywood gossip. Lindsay Lohan, allegedly. Well, I don't know if this is true or not, but Lindsay Lohan was doing her community service, allegedly, and her top sort of fell down a little bit, and a little flash of a little bit of audio. There's nothing, no nudity whatsoever, but you see a little bit of her bra. It's the same as if a woman was wearing a top and, you know, bent over to pick up a leaf or pick up something, and you saw a little bit of her bra. No nudity, no bosoms or anything like that. So, of course, when Lindsay Lohan does it, it makes the headlines. We see a little flash of her bra. Well, you know, what can I say? It looked like a very nice bra. I don't know. But it wasn't no little cheap bra, so you go, girl. But anyway, now, when Lindsay Lohan bends over and you see a little bit of her bra, everybody takes a photo, of course. Now, if I were to bend over and you didn't see a little bit of my bra, people would be like, girl, you better pull your top up. You better watch how you bend over. Blah, 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 blah. So you see, she gets a well treatment. She gets her photograph plastered all over the world. Now, did she ask for that? No. Did it happen? Yeah. So anyway, there you go. It made the headlines. It's kind of a cute little story all over the internet. Is it true? I don't know. But allegedly, she's doing her community service for, I don't know what she's doing community service for. Is this one the, what? Who knows what this one is for? But anyway, I feel like Lindsay Lohan, and yeah, she made it. For a shot there. Okay, moving on to WNBA. Okay, Women's National Basketball Association. Well, it looks like Brittany Griner and Glory Johnson, I don't know if this is true, got suspended for a couple of games from the NBA. I don't know if all this is true, but allegedly, the two ladies, both extremely talented. I mean, to me, they're as good as a Shaquille O'Neal, a Michael Jordan, but they're women, so what can I say? I never think that women get as much exposure as the men get, even though they're just as good. But anyway, they got suspended, allegedly, for a couple of games here. I don't know. So, you know, they got married. First of all, they were engaged. Then they had a scuffle. That was all over the headlines. It had to be a flamingo not to know that. That was all. Then they got married, and then they got into a little scuffle, and it looks like, you know, this is a result of their little scuffle. Now, is the story true or not? I'm always going to say allegedly. All I can say is the ladies can play some basketball. So I hope that they get unsuspended and get back into the game. Well, they will, of course. But interesting there. It's in the headlines. Check it out. You know, I'm telling you. I heard, okay? Like I said, the show is called Coffee Chatter. So anyway, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Check out our Coffee Chatter website, www.coffeechatter.net. If you need to contact us for any reason, just click on the contact page, and it has all of our information there. I'm Lynn Denise Burnett. Thank you for tuning in to my Coffee Chatter radio, internet radio show. I'm a little wackadoodle today. Grab yourself your favorite cup of java. Make it a great day or not. Come on, baby. Put a smile on your face. Give someone a compliment. Tell somebody they look good. Hold that door open for that little old lady walking in behind you, taking 20 minutes for a 2-second get into the door entrance, and put a smile on your face, okay? Tell that little kid who can't read or write and gets a D on every paper, child, you may grow up to be president. Put up, not down. If you don't have something nice to say, shut up. All right, much peace and much love. Talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye.